gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Tell me why.
I don't like Monday.
Tell me why.
I don't like Monday.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot.
And Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop. Good afternoon, everybody, here at NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. It is Monday, and it's true, I don't like Mondays, but none of us do. Anyway, joining me as he has for the last 7 years, please say hello to my co-host, our co-host, Jeffrey with a G. Line one, go ahead.
Johnny, what's happening, my man?
Well, the weekend's over, and we're here to fight and here to talk about another day. We've got the Bears and the Vikings. We've got the Cubs and the Nationals. It's a whole Chicago sports day for me.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
How'd you do over the weekend? I didn't win anything.
I did pretty well, actually.
You did?
I did lose on my Buffalo bet, which I really liked.
Yeah, I lost on that one, too.
But I did well with the Packers. And I had one more game, I'm trying to think. The Jets.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Jets and Browns. It was like, can we get the worst teams to play?
Yeah.
That's a concept. Also joining us, sports analyst Amal Shah.
How are you guys doing?
And yeah, I know you got your butt handed to you over the weekend as well.
Dallas Cowboys lost. Yeah, exactly.
And sports consultant Tanya Brennan.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. What's so good about it?
Oh, it's not. I got my butt whooped yesterday too.
You did? You?
Five games.
0-5?
I got one right.
Which one?
One game. It was the Eagles. I bet the Eagles.
I like the Eagles too.
Yep. I like their music. Just don't care for the way they play.
Well, they're 4-1. They're actually looking pretty good.
They're looking really good.
Carson Wentz looked great yesterday.
Well, their big advantage is now in the NFC East. You have Washington, I believe, at 2-2. You've got the Cowboys at 2-3.
Let's not forget Big Blue.
And the Giants moving up in for that first place draft pick.
So let me ask you a question. With yesterday's injuries, they lost Odell Beckham Jr. for the year with a broken ankle.
Yep, and J.J. Watt for the year.
Shepard went out in the same game. So you have no receivers. You can't win with them. Do the Giants win a game this year? And they have no running game.
They're like the 49ers, right?
Yeah.
Think about it. You're already, let's call it, a third of the way through the season, right? 0-5?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You only have 11 games left. Do they win the game?
I got to look up the schedule, but I mean, you've got, they're not going to win next week in Denver with all these injuries.
Exactly.
That's a tough place to play. With that offensive line, I think Denver takes them apart.
By the way, this line opened up at 9. It's now 12.
Is it really?
12.
I'm not surprised. Wow.
I mean, they're just looking for the Broncos to shut them down and steamroll them.
I agree.
And they're not even rebuilding right now.
No.
I don't think I've ever remembered the Giants going through this hardship time.
Eli's 38 years old. You know who his backup is? Geno Smith.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who the Jets let go of.
But you know what? If you're the Giants, I'll be honest, I would play Geno Smith. And here's why. Number one, you're not playing for anything. You're not making the postseason.
Correct.
Number two, get yourself an extra year out of Eli Manning. Why get him killed out there with a bad offensive line? And then if Geno Smith turns out to be something, either you can trade him or he can be a guy that eventually replaces Eli, because Eli at best has 2 years left.
So you're suggesting what, that Eli just sits the bench and watches from the sideline the rest of the year?
You know, sometimes in life you have to plan for long-term situations as opposed to being short-sighted and just going for the short term. There's nothing to be gained with playing Eli Manning this year. All you're going to do is potentially put him in harm's way.
But he's 39 next year. He's already on the downside of his career.
I agree, but so why put more wear and tear on the car when you don't need to? Let him sit for the next 11 games. There's no benefit to him playing. This guy's going to get killed.
He's done.
Well, and the funny thing is the quarterbacks always get the heat. You know, you don't have a line. If you're losing games, it's the quarterback's fault.
Yeah.
So I agree. I think they need to bench him.
Well, speaking of quarterbacks, we've got Mitch Trubisky, the great white hope, coming to Chicago tonight.
He's from my high school.
Is he from your high school?
Yeah, Mentor, Ohio.
Dallas?
Yeah. No, Mentor, Ohio.
I went to high school. I always think of you as Dallas.
I know everybody
that was
does.
Your last stop.
Yeah. I spent the longest. I did my most time in Dallas. I always say Dallas is doing time.
Yeah, I've been to Dallas. So Jeffrey and I have been hosting. Tanya was here last Thursday over at the Gold Spike. We're going to do it again this Thursday, brought to you by Bud Light. And hopefully you can join us on Thursday night for a segment that we've started developing called Ladies Locker Room, where we get into the beginning of sports wagering and tips. In case you don't know what we're talking about, we like to start and talk about the spread, the over and under, and some of the simple things that we take for granted that everybody knows about that they don't particularly know about. So why don't we start with, you know, very simply, I know we do this a lot, but we talk about the spread. And Tanya, I'm going to let you kind of take it a little bit. And
are you going to throw this one at me?
I'm going to throw it right at you to explain very basic the spread.
What?
Why are you throwing that at me?
Okay, come on.
It's just the difference. You like the way I explain it?
Because
it's like when you were a kid and you were playing a team that's better than you and they spot you some runs or they spot you some points. That's the best way that I can explain it.
Because frankly, here's how I bet. Bottom line, I'm going to pick the team. I don't feel comfortable with the over and the under, and I'm glad I didn't with the Giants game this weekend. I should have gone with the under, but I'll pick the team.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, my.
There's all kinds of reasons to bet. Jeffrey's watching the Red Sox.
That's going
to
be inside the park.
In the park.
He's going
like
to score.
Go Devers.
He scored easily.
He did. 5-4 at Fenway. Rafael Devers just hit an inside the park home run. Bring the Red Sox back. The ball was hit to deep center field. George Springer went back on the ball.
Ricocheted
ran
off that wall, weird wall
in the garage
in
area.
Fenway, yeah.
And just shot across towards right field and no shot. And by the time they even got the ball back into Correa at shortstop, Devers was already
this
touching
home. This kid's not even 21 years old. He flew around the bases. Flew.
How big was that hit by Carlos Beltran
now? 40,000. I know, right? All 40,000 on their feet at Fenway.
We've lost control.
I'm surrounded by animals. But can we go back to the betting?
Yeah.
Real quickly, I want to make mention. I don't know how y'all feel about this year, but this is the most inconsistent season thus far. This beginning.
It was very yesterday was very tough.
Inconsistent in what way?
Inconsistent. Teams that you're expecting to be at the top of their game are 2-3.
Yeah.
They're 0-5. I mean, the only consistent team right now in the NFL, in my opinion, are the Kansas City Chiefs. That's it.
I agree with you. And it's funny because I had written off Cam Newton and the Panthers, and here they are at 4-1.
And they looked great yesterday.
And they looked great yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was blown away.
Yeah, I didn't think they were as good as their record coming into the game. I thought Detroit would beat them, and Detroit laid an egg. The Lions just really struggled in that one. I'm really surprised by the start that the Panthers have had. I thought they were going to be better than last year, obviously, but I thought they would regress from the season in 2015. I thought they were somewhere in between. They'd win 9 to 10 games. But this team looks like it's on a collision course with Atlanta in the NFC South.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, it wasn't that far. I mean, it was 27-24.
Detroit came back to make the scoreboard look closer. I would say the real margin was probably 10 points in that one.
I'm gonna tell you right now, they're going to have this next week is their big test when they have to go to Houston to play the Texans, who are playing really good football right now. Unfortunately, they lost their Pro Bowl defender, J.J. Watt, for the year.
You mean in two weeks for Carolina?
And nobody touched him, really. He just fell down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because Carolina plays Philadelphia. That's going to be – it's unfortunate that such a great game between Philly and Carolina takes place on Thursday.
Gotcha. Not for us, it's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I was talking about. That Eagles game is going to be very tough for them as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Carson Wentz right now is on a roll.
I like the Eagles in this game. I like the Eagles in this game because I like the 3.5 points, and I would definitely go over.
Is it up to 3.5
I think so, too. I think we're over.
I just picked up the sheets, and they didn't have the over and unders.
Yeah, it's too early in the week.
To me, I'm with you guys. I think you'd have to look at Philadelphia here. I'm not completely convinced, though, that Carolina is still as good as everybody else is projecting them to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, it gets back to what Tanya just said. The season so far has been very inconsistent. Mm-hmm. It's hard to pick the winners, although I did 2 weeks ago.
Sure. I mean, our Raiders are 2-3. And unfortunately, we're losing key players, and a lot of these teams are being hit with trying to make adjustments to their roster.
I don't remember.
Is Carr out for the season or not?
Who?
No, but
he's going to be out for at least another month.
Yeah.
Now, Matthew Stafford got hurt yesterday, too.
Travis Kelce is in concussion protocol. He's likely going to miss. He took a vicious hit yesterday. He's likely going to miss a couple of weeks. I don't remember seeing this many serious injuries so early in the year.
I agree.
Odell
Beckham's out. We already lost Julian Edelman for the year. Gronk hasn't played. I mean, there's a lot of big-name guys that teams rely on that are not on the field these days.
Well, before we get into next week's game, and we've got baseball on here in the studio, do you want to talk a little bit about baseball? Do you want to talk about Major League Baseball?
I would love to. Obviously, we have the ALDS in both the DS, the division series in both leagues, American and National. All the teams are all the series were 2-0.
Yeah, well, No, because the Nationals except and the Cubs were 1-1. Well, we're down to today. All four teams are in action. The Red Sox are down to their final two outs. As a matter of fact, Jackie Bradley's at the plate with a 1-2 count, one out here in the bottom of the ninth. They trail 5-4. You've got Washington and Chicago playing in Chicago. Series is tied at one apiece. They're scoreless in the bottom of the third right now. And then later on today, you've got the Indians and the Yankees in game four. It'll be Trevor Bauer against Luis Severino. Bauer pitched outstanding in the first game against
absolutely,
the Yankees.
Absolutely.
Had a great year this year. Coming in the regular season, pitched 11 innings, only gave up 2 earned runs against the Yankees. And then later tonight in Phoenix, we've got the Diamondbacks hosting the Los Angeles Dodgers.
What a great pitching matchup.
Yeah, Yu Darvish against Zach Greinke.
I mean, I got to give the Dodgers credit. They came back in both games one and two after Arizona had leads, and that's not typical of the recent Dodger teams that we've seen. Right. Kudos to them.
You're absolutely right. They've done a great job. Really did a nice job the other night falling behind and coming back in that one. But this look, this is going to be a great postseason.
This is
going to be
phenomenal. Baseball,
yeah, absolutely.
I know. I don't know if the Sox are going to be able to pull this one out.
Oh, he just swung at ball. What is he doing?
He swung at that in the dirt?
Yeah, he should have been running. He swung completely. Jackie Bradley struck out.
Why is he arguing?
Because he wanted him to check with the third base umpire, and he didn't do it, and he made the call himself. But he went around anyway. So the Red Sox are down to their final out as Houston leads 2-1 in the series.
Well, how do you see that Yankees game going with Severino and Bauer?
I think the Indians win it. I think this team is too deep. I like their pitching. Bauer has pitched extremely well against the Yankees this year. I don't think New York's offense has been able to come around, and I don't think they're going to be able to do it again tonight. So I think the Indians win.
We were talking before the game, and I think the books have it wrong here with this line. Severino is way too much of a favorite.
I agree.
To take Cleveland and Bauer plus 150? I mean, I'm sorry. Wow, Pedroia never swings at that pitch either. He's pressing. They know it.
Getting back to the NFL for a minute, what is wrong with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Oh my God!
I've been saying this for weeks now. That is a team from week one, whenever Villanueva stood outside the locker room while the rest of them were inside. Maybe it was 3 weeks ago. Then the Antonio Brown hissy fit on the sideline and Big Ben making disparaging comments about him on a radio show and Mike Tomlin yelling at the media. This team is not in sync. They don't look like the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they certainly don't look like the best offense in football when they are healthy and clicking together, they are.
But you know the whole thing, if you look at throughout the NFL this year, no team, with the exception of Kansas City, has been consistent. You look at some of the losses teams have had. They've been bad losses. You've got Detroit losing 2 home games, Atlanta losing at home to Buffalo, and I know Buffalo is better than we thought they are, but then they go on the road, they lose to Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got teams that are just not consistent. They're not playing to the level that we expected or anticipated with a lot of these teams. The Raiders are 2-3. I mean, they lose at home to the Ravens. I mean, the Ravens are 3-2. It might be the most fraudulent 3-2 team I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And the Ravens just got their you-know-what's kicked in London, and then they come back and they're... You know, they're blowing out the
game. And the week before that, they got killed by Pittsburgh.
Exactly. I mean, you can't make sense of any of this right now.
I didn't know DeMarco Murray was a local Vegas guy.
Bishop Gorman High School.
Yeah, sure.
Played, yep. Donated 50,000. Yeah, he donated $50,000 to first responders and police officers, victims. Great job by him. His father actually works at the Hard Rock.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Very cool.
What'd you guys think of the Green Bay game yesterday in Dallas?
Unreal.
Aaron Rodgers is just stellar.
You can't say
right?
enough about this guy. He is the best quarterback in football right now.
Hey, he's unbelievable. You know, as soon as Dallas scored and I saw the time, I'm like, well, this game's at least going to overtime. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was no doubt because they were starting the drive at the 25 with a leg like Mason Crosby has for the Packers. They only needed to get 40 yards. And then once they got in field goal range, you're like, well, you know, if you're a Cowboy fan, you better hope they don't score here.
Well, Pedroia, I thought Pedroia just struck out to end the game. It looks like he tipped it.
Yeah, 2-2 count here. Red Sox down to their final out. Jonathan, you're absolutely right. Probably the game of the day. I thought the late game was going to be really good. By the way, if you watched that Sunday night game, they scored 40 points
in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
They almost covered the spread for the game in
That's
the fourth
crazy.
Quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
I'm sorry I didn't bet the favorite in the over on that. Everybody's bet. The favorite in the over.
Well, I got a text message. I didn't see the game Sunday night, but I got a text message from somebody, and I was like, they go, can you believe they scored 40 points in the fourth quarter? I had to go and check the box score because I found that hard to believe. That's going to be the highest scoring quarter of the year in any NFL game.
Oh, easily. Easily.
Anyway, you're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. We're going to take our first commercial break and come back with our picks for next week.
Hey, Las Vegas, are you building your new dream home, adding skylights, or are you a general contractor looking for the best window treatments in the valley? Windows Plus, the number one window and glass store provider in Las Vegas, invites you to call them for a free estimate or stop by their modern showroom to view all the possibilities for your new windows or to replace your tired, worn-out windows and glass doors. Windows Plus can help you lower your power bills and make your home the talk of the neighborhood. Windows Plus, serving Las Vegas for over 40 years. Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View, at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. 702-450-2275. That's 702-450-2275.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Thursday, October 26th, Lowry's Prime Rib Las Vegas presents A Touch of Mystery's annual Halloween Murder Mystery. Enjoy Lowry's signature three-course service, along with two courses of mystery, intrigue, mayhem, and fun. This year, the show is Mystery at the Earthquake Saloon, a musical murder mystery. Journey back to the 1880s, troubles a-brewing in the town of Earthquake, Nevada. You're all town folk attending the wedding of Rattlesnake Dick, a womanizing cad to mail-order bride Bethany Sanders, a woman he won in a poker game. Lowry's Halloween Murder Mystery Dinner is on October 26th at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. Price just $99 per person, inclusive of tax and gratuity. Alcoholic beverages and sodas are additional. Lowry's Las Vegas is located at 4043 Howard Hughes Parkway off of East Flamingo between Koval and Paradise. Reservations are required and can be obtained by going to atouchofmystery.com. You can make your reservations from the website or at Lowry's Prime Rib Las Vegas or by calling 702-497-7936. That's 702-497-7936.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Stop here on Sports Radio 920 AM. We are back. I asked Bobby to play some love songs, and this is what he's coming back with. Deep Purple.
I'm having a hard time.
A little Deep Purple to start your Monday night. I don't know how that's a love song. I said Stevie Wonder loves the need of love today. I said Marvin Gaye, what's going on? Nope, I get Deep Purple.
You know, I'm Bobby Machado. You've apparently never met me.
Bobby Machado, rock star, rocking it out. Anyway, I think we've got a caller on the line.
Verlander is the winner.
Hey, you guys,
Sale's the loser.
We're still on. We've got it. We're back for break.
We got little side conversations going on here.
Steve, are you with us?
I'm with you. That's professional radio when you say, "Boys, we're still on the air." Oh, I love it.
Just a reminder, we're still on the air. So, yep. Steve, you had some opinions today that you posted that I thought were valuable and worth talking about. So, why don't you take the stage here and talk about what you were talking about in your post?
Well, I don't know if they're valuable. It is sports after all, but there was, every once in a while, I have friends who say, why don't you do that sports thing? I said, it's just sports, but every once in a while, I like to throw out some stuff on Facebook. And I think, what was it today? Had to do with, one of them was that when Alex Smith was struggling with San Francisco and people were saying, he's really a systems quarterback and he's not really that good. And maybe they should take someone else. People just kind of rush to judgment, number one, and also buy into this nonsense psychobabble about, is it the quarterback or the system? If you're a good quarterback, you're a good quarterback. There aren't any guys that are really average, horrible quarterbacks that just plug into a system and all of a sudden they're really good. People talked about when Joe Montana came out. Well, was it the system or Joe? No, he was a really good quarterback. So I was kind of defending Alex Smith, and you see how he's producing now that he's with a good team. When he was in San Francisco, they were a bad team, and they had six different offensive coordinators in 6 years. It's kind of hard to be good.
I agree with you completely. I think it's a situation where people undervalued Alex Smith. One of the things I really like about him is he doesn't turn the football over. He's so efficient, so effective, and he makes the right decision. Look, this team is playing at a different level. Now that they've got Tyreek Hill and you've got Hunt back there, this is the team to beat in the AFC, in my opinion.
Completely agree. They've got a really good offensive team, and that's not turning the ball over is a big deal, and it takes quarterbacks a few years to learn how to read defenses and not do that. You know, I live here in Wisconsin, and when I go and travel and, you know, go into a bar and start talking sports, and someone will say, well, who do you think is the best quarterback? I think it's Tom Brady. And I'll say, well, I don't argue with that. Tom Brady is, you know, how can you argue with it? He's a great quarterback, and he's a great leader, and he's got a big arm. He's got a bunch of rings. I said, but for me, it's Aaron Rodgers, and it's not because I live here. Everything that Brady does really well, including his arm and not throwing interceptions and being a leader, Aaron does all of that. Actually has a little bit stronger arm, and the big difference is that 18-yard run last night, there's no way in the world Tom Brady makes that. That's what separates those two. Rodgers has amazing mobility, you know, and he extends plays longer than Tom can. But it's a six of one, half a dozen of the other argument. That's all. It's just something I threw out there. What I think you guys are going to be talking about in the next 48 hours, because I think it's the tip of the iceberg, is this gal that came out with the videotape of the Miami Dolphins coach who resigned this morning. Wait till that explodes open. You all know about this, right?
Yeah, of course. But what do you mean explodes open? We already know what he did. We already know why he did it, and the team's already let him go.
Yes,
that,
he has.
That was the hookers and blow story?
Right, yeah. And she said, really? You're going to keep messing with someone like Kaepernick and not letting him have a job because of the color of his skin? She says, I've got more videotapes if you want to look at them. So her whole thing was, this was her protest against guys like Colin Kaepernick not getting a gig because the NFL is boycotting him because of what he did. And she was saying, you know what, this is not the only videotape I have, so stop saying that Black Lives Matter and be real. Now, we'll see. And she might just be bluffing, or there are a lot of coaches in the league tonight going, whoops.
I hope she doesn't
have that tape.
Steve, I got to think there's a lot of women out there that have evidence like this on various players and coaches, but for her to do this for that reason seems a little ridiculous.
It might be. But there are a lot of people who still think that what Kaepernick did was ridiculous. And if you remember when he did it last year, he didn't call attention to himself. He just basically sat there and didn't want to stand up. And they asked him about it afterwards. They said, why didn't you? That's when this blew up. He didn't go to the press and say before the game, hey, check out what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this and protest, and it's going to start a whole movement. Basically, he did it. And, of course, the press needs something to write about. They all went to him afterwards and said, hey, what was that about? And he not only did it, but he put his money where his mouth was. He gave almost $1 million of his own money towards this cause instead of just, you know, being, because he's being painted right now as the troublemaker who started all this. And my personal opinion, I don't agree with that. I have no problem with what he did. I have no problem with what Aaron Rodgers did as far as asking everybody at Lambeau to lock arms. Didn't mean they had to. He just said, hey, why don't we do this? And it's interesting that Jerry Jones knelt down with his players a week ago and announced yesterday, if anybody does it again, you're not playing. So why did he change his mind in a week?
Anybody?
No, it's better than being in the unemployment line. I don't know.
Look, here's the thing.
I think his fan base in Dallas said, we don't go for that. We're Cowboys. We don't do that.
Well, you know, I mean, this is a bigger topic than we're probably going to get into in this show.
Understood.
But it's a huge topic, and it's something I feel strongly about, and I don't see what there's any resolve to. I mean, that's my biggest problem with the whole thing is I'm not hearing any solution. If anything, I think it's encouraging more racism and increasing the divide.
You can't deny the fact that it has started the conversation, which is what he was looking for.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I don't know what the resolve is.
It was only
is.
Until President Trump opened up his mouth and called them SOBs that this thing took a 90-degree turn in a completely different direction.
All right, so then we could say, we hate our government, there's too much hate. We've just have to stop the hate.
He just wanted to bring attention to the inequality in this country that we've seen over and over again with police, I guess.
Don't you think, if anything, it's created more of a divide?
No.
Yes.
Amaldo's.
Absolutely.
Well,
no question.
There's no question.
Here's my issue with the whole thing. I don't have a problem with the
player. Which I never have. I don't think it's caused a divide amongst the Black community.
It has not.
I know it's a bigger subject, and again, I can't make a judgment because I have not yet, I never will walk in the shoes of a black person in this country, but I'm glad that at least it brought some dialogue. And I don't know if it's dividing. It might be dividing the races, but I don't think it's dividing the black community. Just my opinion. What do I know?
I don't think so either. I think if
anything, you're a singer. What do you know?
That's a good point.
I'm sure it's
probably on the phone. What do you think he's talking about?
Well, anyway, I appreciate your calling in, Steve Marstrom. Man, I wish you'd come back to Vegas and perform for us again in the near future, Steve.
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to come in the studio. I mean, I love talking about this stuff. It's a great time of the year with the baseball playoffs on, and you know, watching football this time of year is great. You know, every single Sunday for the first time, really. Outside of Cleveland, you don't know who's going to win or lose. That's pretty cool.
Steve, let me ask you a question. Who's your team? Who do you follow in football?
Well, I'm just a fan. I like the game, but I live here. So when I go into Menards, I want the people to be happy that the Packers won. You know, so
you don't follow a team.
I like Aaron Rodgers when he was a Cal. I mean, and it's nice that it's a community-owned team. I hated the Packers as a kid because I lived in New York and Los Angeles. But if I had to root for anybody, it would be Green Bay now.
But you're not really—you don't consider yourself a Packers fan.
No. I'm too old to wear my heart on my sleeves with sports. I just appreciate the game. That's
hey,
all.
Hey, Steve.
Yes.
This is Tanya. I've got a question for you. So, do you think Aaron Rodgers is a little bit more focused now that he doesn't have that girl on his side?
She was ruining his career.
That's what I hear. So I wanted to hear it from you since you're from there.
No, of course not. Of course not. And one of the greatest careers of his year with her. That the Packers don't win or lose because of her. Packers win or lose because they've got a weak secondary and they're not a complete team yet. And it took until last night to find a running back for the last 3 years. Olivia Munn had nothing to do with this.
Awesome. But all right. Good view.
Again, one singer's opinion. Thank you.
One great singer's opinion. Steve Marstrom, coming from somewhere in the middle of the country somewhere. But you've got an open invitation anytime you're coming through or you want to come on in. Steve, come on in.
I would love to. Thanks, guys, and young lady, I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Steve March Torme. Okay, we're back with back. Thanks for calling in, Steve. Anyway, Steve's father was Mel Torme, the great Mel Torme, and the March part is his biological father, Hal March, was famous for being the host on the game show, The $64,000 Question, which caused the big scandal. And then there was the movie game show with John Turturro.
Oh, love
that's
that.
The kind of trivial stuff you'll get from the
quiz show.
Yeah,
not game show.
All right. Our fact checker, Jeffrey with a cheese. The quiz show, not the game show. Hookers and blow.
Wow. That was jumping topic.
Yeah, did he resign or get fired?
He was fired.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I shouldn't say that. He did resign, I guess, technically. He made a statement
down this
morning saying that he behaved inappropriately. Mm-hmm. He's going to be seeking help. And then resigned.
No, he was the offensive.
He was the offensive line coordinator, and he was dumb enough to videotape himself.
Let me tell you what he
was doing: lines of a white powder off a table while expressing his love to this woman, who ended up blowing him up. Basically,
now, Tanya, I don't expect you to talk too much out of school, but you were a cheerleader, and I'm sure as a cheerleader for the 49ers, you saw stuff going on.
Things happen. Now, here's the thing. Most people don't know. So a lot of fans don't know. We actually have to sign a contract in the very beginning
of
the year that we cannot date or fraternize any of our players.
Yeah, but those contracts are...
And you're talking about Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, and I know one.
The thing is, here's the deal. That's applicable until the player starts dating the cheerleader, and it's irrelevant because... The bottom line is the team is not going to give her
the player.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it doesn't matter. She just quits. They're paying them like $40 a game. It's not about the monetary aspect why they're doing it anyways.
A little bit more. Look, but well, yes, okay. You're right.
You don't get paid very well at all.
Now,
as much as you should get paid.
Now, a dear friend of mine, Ricky Waters, who was a running back for the Niners, ended up marrying a cheerleader, and they're happily married years later. Couple of kids.
Were they dating
great.
While he was playing?
No. They started to date, and she stepped down.
Listen, gotcha. Ricky Waters ran for over 10,000 yards in his career. The 49ers are not going to be like, well, you know, you're cut.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. Cheerleader, exactly. You're expendable at this point in time. She doesn't care because she's now dating him, so it's,
put the pom-poms down.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, we're going to take another commercial message break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM.
Hey, Las Vegas. Are you building your new dream home?
adding skylights, or are you a general contractor looking for the best window treatments in the valley? Windows Plus, the number one window and glass door provider in Las Vegas, invites you to call them for a free estimate or stop by their modern showroom to view all the possibilities for your new windows or to replace your tired, worn-out windows and glass doors. Windows Plus can help you lower your power bills and make your home the talk of the neighborhood. Windows Plus, serving Las Vegas for over 40 years. Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View, at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. 702-450-2275. That's 702-450-2275.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Thursday, October 26th, Lowry's Prime Rib Las Vegas presents A Touch of Mystery's annual Halloween Murder Mystery. Enjoy Lowry's signature three-course service, along with two courses of mystery, intrigue, mayhem, and fun. This year, the show is Mystery at the Earthquake Saloon, a musical murder mystery. Journey back to the 1880s, troubles a-brewing in the town of Earthquake, Nevada. You're all town folk attending the wedding of Rattlesnake Dick, a womanizing cad to mail-order bride Bethany Sanders, a woman he won in a poker game. Lowry's Halloween Murder Mystery Dinner is on October 26th at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. Price just $99 per person, inclusive of tax and gratuity. Alcoholic beverages and sodas are additional. Lowry's Las Vegas is located at 4043 Howard Hughes Parkway off of East Flamingo between Koval and Paradise. Reservations are required and can be obtained by going to atouchofmystery.com. You can make your reservations from the website or at Lowry's Prime Rib Las Vegas or by calling 702-497-7936. That's 702-497-7936.
NBC Sports 920, the game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. We're watching baseball. We're talking football. We're talking all kinds of stuff going on in the air. We're talking cheerleaders.
Woo-hoo!
We're talking hookers and blow.
I knew you had to say that again.
And the usual
unfortunately,
topics
Unfortunately, for
are
Red Sox fans, their season is over.
Yep, too bad.
Boston,
sad.
Boston lost in a pretty exciting game, very poorly managed by one John Farrell, who I'm hoping will take the next bus out of Boston and they get a new manager. But kudos to Houston. They were the better team, without a doubt.
Houston? Who do we know in Houston?
H-Town.
H-Town. Anyway, baseball's going on. We've got the Cubs playing now. We've got the Bears playing tonight. The
Cubs are playing now. They just blew a great chance to score a run. And Scherzer, man, I'll tell you, he's pretty impressive. End of four, no score in Chicago. Absolutely great game. Quintana, who they picked up in the middle of the season from crosstown rival White Sox, is going against Scherzer right now. And Scherzer is pitching a no-hitter through four.
Bears and Vikings tonight, 5:10 Pacific. I think it's on ESPN, which stands for nothing. We learned that. ESPN stands for nothing.
Boy, they've been gone. And, they've been going through some
if you're the Chicago Bears, why do you
home dogs plus 3.5.
Why do you throw out your first-round pick in Game 5 on Monday Night Football against a divisional rival like the Vikings with the defense that they have?
Well,
because
they had the four additional days of playing on Thursday, and you're playing Monday night. So that gives you four additional opportunities of practice. If you look at their schedule, I think they've got Kansas City coming up or someone pretty difficult coming up in the next couple of weeks from
the Bears. The Bears are playing the Ravens on Sunday.
The Ravens on Sunday. Okay, you got a shorter week. You don't
Which is also, by the way, a good defensive team.
And you're getting plus seven on Sunday.
And you don't want Trubisky coming in starting in a situation where he's on a short week. This is the most amount of time they're going to have until their bye comes up, and their bye must be later in the season if they're going to start him now. That's the only thing I can think of.
Speaking of which, who are the Baltimore Ravens? Like, which team are they? The team that we saw in London, the team that we saw yesterday, the team that we saw in weeks one and two, I have no idea.
But they're not alone in that. There's about half a dozen teams or more that are Jekyll and Hyde. Look, Jacksonville's 3-2. Pittsburgh's 3-2.
By the way, how good did Jacksonville look yesterday?
Oh, my
gosh. That defense, two pick six?
Yeah.
I mean, now, I remember before the season, my friend that lives in Jacksonville had me throw $300 on Jacksonville winning the division.
What were the odds?
15-1.
That's a nice payoff.
Yeah, 15.
No.
5-1. It went down 5-1. At one point, it was like 30-1.
To win the division? No.
Yeah, but you got 5-1.
I'm going to have to object to that number.
5-1?
Yes.
That's what it was.
I'm going to say it was not better than 2-1.
No, it was 5-1.
I'm going to need
before
to see
the season started.
Oh, no, obviously it couldn't have been during the season once it started.
No, it was 5-1. Shout out to Jane, you ignorant slut. In Jacksonville, Florida. Florida. Take me to Florida. All right, so we got Bears and Vikings tonight at Soldier Field. We've got the Cubs playing now. Who are you taking tonight? Bears are +3.5. What?
Who are you taking tonight?
The Bears. Mike Ditka and the Bears.
To be honest, with how the teams are playing,
anybody can win.
I'm thinking the Bears right now over the Vikings.
Yeah, take the Bears +3.5.
I love the hook in that
went
line.
That's a big move.
They're obviously looking for some.
What's the total sitting at?
It went to 41.5. Again, the over and under is the total amount of points in the game. You can bet the over it or the under it. I like
total
the over.
Total amounts scored by both teams combined.
Thursday night, Eagles and Panthers. Again, join us at the Gold Spike on Thursday night. We do a pregame live broadcast starting about 4:30. Great food specials, $5 menu, and Bud Light, buckets of Bud Light.
The Gold Spike is a great place, guys. If you're not familiar with it, I wasn't either before I went there. It is the best place to watch football. It's like a big playground for adults.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They've got great little bites.
Right?
They got that beanbag game that I can't say the name of.
What's that?
They got that beanbag toss game.
Called Cornhole.
Yeah, that. They've got that.
They also have Jenga. They have an outdoor patio. There's like
the
place is wild. They have a huge Connect Four board that you can play Connect Four.
I love the pulled pork, but you know why?
I'm going for the Eagles that game.
Just so you can say.
Are you taking the Eagles over the Panthers?
I'm going Eagles and over.
You want to fly like an eagle?
Yeah, always.
Hotel California.
Wow, that's a tough game because you never know what Cam Newton and Carolina Panthers team.
I'm taking the Panthers
up
on that one.
You're absolutely right.
I think it's a tough game. My concern for Carolina is I still don't believe in them as much as maybe other people do. I think Philly's a really good team. Mm-hmm. I like what Carson Wentz is doing.
I will say this. Calvin Benjamin and is it Funchess, his other receiver?
Yeah, Devin
Both
Funchess.
Both looked great yesterday.
Look, they've got good talent. The problem is they're without Greg Olsen.
I was going to say they lost their tight end in Olsen.
Imagine if they had Olsen right now.
Jonathan Stewart's still running the ball for them?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
And they have another guy named Fozzie Whitaker.
Yeah, he played at the University of Texas.
Fozzie? Yep. Fozzie, you like the Muppets?
And who were we cheering on last week? The Muscle Hamster.
Yeah, Dougie Martin was back last week with the Bucks.
Love the Muscle Hamster.
You know what? That's a game the Buccaneers should have won. Nick Bolk missed two field goals, an extra point. They had to go for
three
two.
Three field goals.
Oh, did he miss three? I thought he missed two and an extra point.
He missed three field goals.
That was horrible.
Yeah, and they only lost by five.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the Giants game where he missed the two and the extra point. Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
But to be honest, I have never seen that. Three field goals missed in a game. And he's still employed.
Exactly.
He won't be. I think they dropped him today, right?
Yeah, they're getting a new kicker. I'm thinking Roberto Aguayo, their former kicker, is going to be back there.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I like? I like when there's double-digit spreads. Cleveland Browns, Houston Texans, we were talking about that. What has Brown done for you? I mean, 10.5 points. You know, anytime I see double digits, I have to take it.
Well, Cleveland really can't put any points on the board.
No.
And I don't see them scoring, even though J.J. Watt is out, I don't see Cleveland putting up points on Houston's defense.
It was so hard to watch Browns and Jets.
By the way, now that we're here 5 weeks into the season, how about my call on Deshaun Watson?
Listen, hold on a minute. Oh, I'm glad you brought this up.
Oh,
here we go.
Let me ask you a question. Did you look at the numbers? You're going based on the 5 touchdown passes when the game was already over.
I'm not talking about that game in general. Yeah. I'm talking about his performance since he stepped in.
Fair enough. There were 2 guys I recall that were like this. One was named Tim Tebow, and another name was Vince Young.
Tim Tebow didn't have this kind of success.
Fair enough. Vince Young made it the postseason in his first year, and Vince Young, as my man Randy Galloway in Dallas would say, he's KP. Can't play. Okay? And the bottom line with Deshaun Watson is...
But you and I were discussing all the rookie quarterbacks that had come out this year.
Right, right. But he's also on the best team. You got DeAndre Hopkins. You got Will Fuller. These are first-round wide receivers. The Cleveland Browns don't have first-round wide receivers. They don't have the talent. The only thing the Browns have on the offensive side of the ball is Joe Thomas, who's in his 10th year in the league.
I'm not comparing the Texans to the Browns.
Fair enough.
I'm simply just talking about Deshaun Watson as a rookie coming in, what he's done the first 3.5 games.
Right, but has he exceeded
your expectations a little bit?
Yeah, he has, in that sense, absolutely.
Are
no
you guys
question.
Staying off of that game completely?
Which one?
No, I'm all over Houston.
They're going to destroy Cleveland.
I'll probably stay away from it because, like you, I don't like laying 10 points to a division rival. But I don't see how Cleveland stays in that game. They got smoked by the Jets yesterday.
But now you like the Jets over your Patriots.
Love the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 9.5.
All day long.
Home dogs.
All day long.
Jets
watch,
look good.
Watch the last few seasons of the Jets at home against New England, when New England's typically an 8 to 11 point favorite, give or take. The Jets always find a way to stay in the game. Mm-hmm. And this is the worst Patriots team we have seen in the last 5
Completely.
Years easily. They can't cover a spread. They didn't cover against Tampa Bay. They didn't cover. They lost outright to Carolina. They didn't cover it against Houston when they were double-digit favorites.
And I really thought they were going to be one of the finalists in the AFC.
Hold on, we're only 5 weeks in. There's a lot of football to be played. And you did see the Patriots defense step up in a big way this past week against Tampa Bay.
Well, hold on. I don't know if they necessarily stepped up. I thought Tampa Bay missed opportunities in the red zone. They missed
tons of drop balls.
Look. The bottom line is this is the 5th straight game that the Patriots have given up 300 yards to the opposing quarterback in
and
terms of passing
yards. And they're averaging 400 a game coming into it and 32 points.
Which is why
I like the Jets at home plus 9.5.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the Jets are going to be able to do some things offensively.
By the way, if I told you after week 5 that the Jets would be tied with the Patriots at 3-2, you said I was crazy. Yeah. Everyone thought the Jets were going 0-16 this year.
All right, so you're taking everybody else taking the Jets too?
I think you have to look there.
Give me the Jets plus 9.5.
I think it's going to be close.
These two teams always find it. Listen, it's like when the Red Sox and the Yankees play, mm-hmm. when the Bruins and the Canadians play, when the Packers and the Bears play, it's always close.
Yeah. Well, I'd say take it now. Take it at 9.5.
I just showed you.
I know you did, but I'm talking to our listeners. Miami Dolphins, the fish people against Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta. Another big scoring, 9.5. Atlanta minus 9.5. Plus 9.5.
You have Atlanta coming off that terrible loss, plus a bye week.
Yep.
And they're at home in the dome. I'm looking for Matty Ryan and company. I don't know, is Julio Jones healthy? Is he back?
He's going to play on Sunday, yes.
I mean, the Dolphins are really bad.
So you think
Dolphins got lucky yesterday.
Yes.
Atlanta's going to cover.
I'm thinking Atlanta on that one.
Well, this is a bad spot for Miami going into Atlanta. Team coming off a bye who needs a win off that loss. I think Atlanta...
By the way, really that line's up to 11.5 right now.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
11.5 and 47. So clearly everyone was thinking like us and went to the books this morning and dropped a bundle on Atlanta.
That's one of the things. If you're going to bet, the reality is you need to know what you want to take early in the week because otherwise you're going to bet into bad numbers. And it may not seem like a big deal when you lose a half a point or a point, but the reality is so many games and during the course of a season come down to that from a betting perspective. That could really
gamblers
be
will tell you if you're managing your bankroll, you have to play the smart line or stay off it altogether.
Mm-hmm. Great, great point.
Yeah. I think if it's 11.5, I've got to take the 11.5 points.
Why? Just because?
Just because.
I get Jonathan's point because the National Football League getting double digits is always tough.
Any given Sunday. Detroit Lions in New Orleans. I'm surprised that this game is as close as 3.5.
It's not higher. Yeah. You're surprised it's not higher?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Why? Detroit's clearly the better team here. I mean, the only reason this... the Saints are 3.5 at home because of one reason only, Drew Brees.
Drew Brees.
Right.
But on paper, Detroit's the better team here, even though they've suffered 2 terrible losses, one in particular. I mean, they were, 4-1 coming into yesterday?
3-1. Should have been 4-0 because they got hosed in that game against Atlanta.
With the last minute.
I thought you guys are taking
Detroit in the points?
I'd have to see more throughout the week. But aren't the Saints also coming off a bye?
They are coming off a bye.
Similar situation as Atlanta, right?
Right. But
coming off a bye, at home, Drew Brees in the dome.
To me, I'm with Jeffrey on this one. You got to wait and see if this line gets to four. You take Detroit. If it comes down to three, you probably look at New Orleans. To me, this is a game you probably pass on.
The number doesn't entice me either way. I'd probably stay away from it.
All right, we're going to take our last commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM.
Hey, Las Vegas, are you building your new dream home, adding skylights, or are you a general contractor looking for the best window treatments in the valley? Windows Plus, the number one window and glass store provider in Las Vegas, invites you to call them for a free estimate or stop by their modern showroom to view all the possibilities for your new windows or to replace your tired, worn-out windows and glass doors. Windows Plus can help you lower your power bills and make your home the talk of the neighborhood. Windows Plus, serving Las Vegas for over 40 years. Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. 702-450-2275. That's 702-450-2275.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Thursday, October 26th, Lowry's Prime Rib Las Vegas presents A Touch of Mystery's annual Halloween Murder Mystery. Enjoy Lowry's signature three-course service, along with two courses of mystery, intrigue, mayhem, and fun. This year, the show is Mystery at the Earthquake Saloon, a musical murder mystery. Journey back to the 1880s, troubles a-brewing in the town of Earthquake, Nevada. You're all town folk attending the wedding of Rattlesnake Dick, a womanizing cad to mail-order bride Bethany Sanders, a woman he won in a poker game. Lowry's Halloween Murder Mystery Dinner is on October 26th at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. Price just $99 per person, inclusive of tax and gratuity. Alcoholic beverages and sodas are additional. Lowry's Las Vegas is located at 4043 Howard Hughes Parkway off of East Flamingo between Koval and Paradise. Reservations are required and can be obtained by going to atouchofmystery.com. You can make your reservations from the website or at Lowry's Prime Rib Las Vegas or by calling 702-497-7936. That's 702-497-7936.
NBC Sports 920, The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop back on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. We're talking NFL. We're talking Week 6 regular season. We're going through the morning games first, and I think Tanya's going to do some cheering.
I'm dancing.
Bobby knows the exact music.
I love
play.
Bobby's music. I need my pom poms.
He is good.
Okay, like so Jeffrey with the G wanted to go back to one of the games that we were talking about.
Well, you know, Amal and I were just talking about how lines move throughout the week, and you really need to watch it so that you're betting a smart number. So we were just talking the opening number on the Saints and the Lions was 3.5, and it looks like bettors after watching Detroit not play very well yesterday. Remember, bettors are very emotional, and they only remember what they just saw.
Yep.
So they're going to the line, and they're saying, okay, I got Drew Brees coming in off a bye week. They're at home. Great offense, blah, blah, blah. They bet this line up to 4.5. I'm going to take the Lions right now plus the 4.5 before you know, any more news comes out on during the course of the week. I don't know if the Saints know who's going to be healthy or not.
Hopefully Stafford's healthy.
Yes, it's true. He did get injured yesterday,
his
right?
His leg injury, yeah.
That's a good point. So all those things are things to take into consideration.
Tanya makes an outstanding point. That's one of the reasons why the line is moving in favor of the Saints. Exactly.
That's a big jump in one day.
It really is.
Right, we're going to have to step it up a little bit here. So Packers versus Vikings, I'm going to take the Packers over the Vikings. It's a you pick them right now, Tanya.
Ditto.
Well, there's no line
on that
game.
Yeah.
There's no line. So right now it's a pick.
Let's talk about your Bears at Baltimore.
+7 against the Ravens. I guess we're going to see how they play tonight with Mitch Trubisky
Right now, I'm taking the Bears plus seven.
That's actually a very good point. You'll see this line move in one direction or another, depending on how the kid performs tonight.
So you may want to go to the sports book, you know, if you're local, and get your bet in, or call your bookie if you're not local, even though that's very illegal. Tanya, San Francisco 49ers in Washington against the Redskins. Niners getting plus nine.
It's actually up to 10 right now.
Yeah,
plus
it's up to 10. Now, why would that increase? Just because they looked the way they did
Redskins
yesterday.
Redskins coming off the bye.
The bye week.
They've looked pretty good. Kirk Cousins has looked good. The Niners, obviously, with our 0-5.
They're 0-5. Yeah. You know, they have a tendency to kind of close the gap and go into OT, but lose by a field goal.
I was going
to
say,
so
their record is not indicative of how they played because they've played in a lot of close games this year.
If we executed appropriately, we probably should be 4-1.
Yeah, I agree. And if you look at that game against Carolina, they lost, I think, 23-3 in week one. It was much more competitive than the final score indicated. The 49ers have lost their last four games by a combined 11 points.
The next game is one of my favorite games of the week.
Rams-Jaguars?
L.A. Rams at Jacksonville Jaguars. Folks, if you saw the Jaguars yesterday at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, two pick six off of Big Ben. Obviously, Ben had five interceptions the whole game, but I'm just saying two of them went back for 6 points. Rams are playing great. Jacksonville's looking good. The game's in Jacksonville. And actually, the Jags are 3-point favorites here against the Rams.
Is it three now?
Yep.
The Rams are for real. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, the money line here for the Rams would be plus 130.
So, Jeffrey, what are you taking?
I don't know, man. This is such
a
good game.
That's a tough one. Yep.
I don't know, man.
I think I just have to give...
One concern
I'm going to
have
to give a little bit edge to the Rams here. I like the way Goff is playing. I like the way they're running the ball, and that defense looks really good.
Tanya?
I'm going to take the Rams as well.
My one concern, I'm going to pass because I'm concerned with the Rams traveling east. It's a 1 o'clock Eastern start time, 10 o'clock Pacific. Teams generally going to the Eastern time zone struggle. We've seen it with Arizona, who's 0-3 going east. So you have to be a little bit cautious with that.
Do you watch that a lot?
Yeah, I mean, I do.
It used to be a big rule of thumb, and it's sort of not as much anymore.
I do it based on certain teams, certain situations, and depending on the travel. Because if you're traveling to a team... going to Jacksonville is a pretty far trip. I think the way the Jags are coming off this win, not necessarily the best spot for the Rams.
I agree with you. I think that makes a difference. Absolutely. Especially when you're flying. Sorry, Jeff.
No, go ahead.
Especially when they're flying to a different city a day prior to get their bodies adjusted.
Well, wouldn't they come in a couple of days prior to get them acclimated?
They'll get in there Friday. Usually, based on this trip, I'm guessing they'll be there Friday.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Arizona. It's a you pick 'em. Cardinals, Bucks. Anybody?
I'm going Bucks here. Arizona's done. I'm done with Bruce Arians.
Yep.
I'm done with the Cardinals. They looked terrible yesterday, getting blown out by Philadelphia. I like the way the Bucks are playing.
I'm with you. I think this Arizona team is over and done with. The Carson Palmer and Bruce Arians time has passed in Arizona.
All three of you like the Bucks. Pittsburgh Steelers against the Kansas City, the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City. Steelers falling apart. Steelers wheels, man. Wheels are coming off.
That line's up to 4.
So it was 2.5. The morning line was 2.5.
And
so
everyone saw Pittsburgh lay an egg yesterday and Kansas City go to 5-0 last night, and they put their money. I will take Kansas City here all day long.
Kansas Me
City.
Too.
The
I
Steelers are broken. Although this could be the ultimate trap game of the week.
I agree with what Jeffrey just said. You know, well, the other thing to keep in mind is Travis Kelce may be out for Kansas City, and that changes the dynamic of their offense. But still, Pittsburgh has not shown anything offensively. It's hard to back a team that has struggled as much as they have offensively.
Especially at a place like Arrowhead, which is so difficult to play.
Chargers, Raiders.
We didn't want to finish that game anyway.
Okay. Well, we only got a couple of minutes. I want to get our four picks here.
I got to pick the Raiders. They're coming off of a loss, and hopefully Derek Carr will be back.
Jeffrey?
I'm not buying the Raiders right now. I don't know what you're going to see with Carr being out. They look a little lost. And the Chargers actually looked decent on the road yesterday coming back against the Giants.
So you're taking Chargers.
Chargers have been competitive in every game.
The problem is we don't have a line here yet to go by.
Yeah,
so we can't really make an educated guess.
Okay, four pick 'em. Let's do some four picks. Jeffrey with a G. Line one, go ahead.
I'm going to take right now the Detroit Lions plus 4.5.
Okay.
I'm going to take the New York Jets plus 9.5 at home against my Patriots.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Houston Texans minus the double-digit 10 against the Browns.
Minus 10. What has Brown done for you?
And I'll take Tampa Bay minus 2.
That's a good one.
Bucks minus
only if
two.
It wins.
Okay, Tanya.
Actually, he's got great picks. I have to go with Tampa Bay, Atlanta Falcons.
Bucks, Falcons.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm still indifferent about the Patriots.
Give us two games you love.
What do you like?
I like the Denver Broncos, and I like the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Double D. Denver, Detroit.
And I'm going to take the Bears.
Bears.
I love it. You're so faithful.
The Bears and all those plus 10, plus 9.5.
Cubby
plus
still scoreless in the fifth, batting in the bottom of the fifth.
Eat well, party hard, my friends. I want to thank Tanya for joining us.
Awesome.
Tanya Brennan, thank you. Amal Shah, thank you, Jeffrey McKee. Eat well, party hard. If you see us out there, please say hello, buy us a drink, and take care of yourself. Love, love, love. What reason do you need to be sure?